Aw, come on, Gus. You promised you would help me out, so please record this for me.
This is completely ridiculous. Why on earth do I keep letting you talk me into this stuff?
Because you promised?
All right. Fine. Just get on with it already.
Alrighty, we're rolling.
Just start it already.
I said we're rolling.
Alright, well, I'm not entirely sure what I'm supposed to say here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to my screen test for a little series we like to call the Walnut Gallery. My name's Alexander Galapagos, but I really prefer to be called Guz. I live in a nice little town, Walnut Grove, Minnesota. I'm in the 8th grade and I love to play sports, basketball especially. I tend to get rather competitive, but I never let it interfere with having a good time with friends. Speaking of friends, I hang out with a bunch of clowns, kids from Walnut Grove Junior High. First off, there's Digby Spader. He's a nice guy and all, but honestly, I've never met someone so, well, preppy. Truthfully though, his dedication to his friends and his schoolwork is really something to be admired. Don't think Digby's ever gotten anything shy of straight A's in school. Still debating on asking him to tutor me though, but yeah. There's also that goofball of a cousin, Maury DeRusso. Biggest weeb I know, but he's good for a joke. He's usually the first one to suggest some big adventure for us all to go on. He's also usually the one with the video game controller glued to his paws. Don't let that smug, impish grin fool you, though. Maury can be a pretty good schemer when things get rough. And then there's this new kid at our school, Travis Guthrie. A friendly little rabbit. Perhaps a little too friendly. Total surfer hippie tree hugger on campus. I will say this about him, though. He loves exploring. Like, all the time. And while I know it's kind of cliche, his eyesight makes for a real good attention to detail.
Remind me to tell him you said that!
Oh, be quiet. And then we have Sunshine and Lollipops, Sammy Cafferty. Good grief, this girl's way too sweet. I mean, seriously, it's like she never gets mad at anything or anyone. Most of the time. What I find most interesting about her, though, she's always getting first place with her science projects. I guess being a bookworm tends to lead to knowing how a lot of stuff works. Follow this up with Mackenzie Fernworthy. She kinda creeps me out, actually. Far too much spunk. She thinks she's got the whole world eating out of her paws, but she couldn't be more wrong. On the other hand, though, she's a terrific dancer. Yeah, that's right. You heard me, Marsh. Stop snickering. It's true.
I didn't say anything. Just keep going.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else is there? Oh, yeah. There's Maury's little brother, Robbie. He's not really part of our little group, being a third grader, but we put up with him because he's funny. When he isn't being hyper, that is. The kid's on one heck of a sugar high. Someone's gotta get him off the sodas. Seriously. He drinks one can and he's off like a rocket. But still, little Robbie is a good kid and very respectable.
Anyone else you want to talk about?
Well, there is our science professor. Dr. Jerry Vanderbilt. We just call him the professor, but really, I don't want to waste too much time talking about that bonehead. Don't tell him I called him that. Okay, Marshak?
He won't hear it from me. Go on.
There's also my dog, Chow. Yeah, that's his name, and don't knock it. He's a big pooch and very loyal to his best friend in the world. Me. He's quite friendly, but he eats like there's no tomorrow. I gotta get that chow hound on a diet. And then there's one of the adults in our neighborhood, but we all still like him. Digby's next-door neighbor, Mr. Lindberg. He's always coming up with oddball gimmicks and gadgets whenever we visit the Spaders. Honestly, the man's one of the biggest airheads I know, but you'll never meet a more caring and lovable person. Now, let's see. I know I can't be done yet.
Are you sure you aren't forgetting anyone?
Actually, I did. There's one more kid who's among our team. I gotta say, I'm surprised at myself I almost forgot him. You see, there's this one friend I've got who's a bit of a geek, in pretty much every sense of the word. The guy's good at everything he does. His attitude on life may seem like he isn't all too bright at times, but that doesn't fool me. He's in pretty much every one of those geeky clubs you'll find at our school.
Aw, come on! I'm not that big of a nerd. am I?
Chill, dude. I'm not done yet. So yeah, that's my friend, Jake Marshak. Thing is, though, as big of a geek as he may be, there's no one among us I feel is a closer friend. He's my biggest support whenever I need cheering up. He's the one that shows up when I need a pep talk. I may look like a big and tough jock, but I've got feelings just like any of the rest of them. And Marsh is always the one to get me grinning again. And if anyone, has a problem with that, they can take it up with me personally. I care about all my friends, but Marsh is the best friend a Wolverine could ask for. There. Now I'm done.
Guys, did you really mean that?
What? You mean about you being my closest friend? Heck yes, I did. Now come on. We gotta get this fixed up on the computer.
Actually, I'm not sure we ought to use this take.
What was wrong with it? Too harsh? You said to be honest, that's all I did.
Yeah, I know, but, hey guys, can I keep this anyway?
The tape? Why?
Well, because...
Alright. Don't go getting all sappy on me. You can keep it. Now let's go. I'm getting hungry.